One of my favorite things to do in relation to this reading of either Matthew or Luke's account of the Beatitudes is to raise the question, and I may have raised it here with you before, but it's worth repeating if I have. What is a blessing? We use the term all the time. God bless us. God bless America. Bless us and save us, said Mrs. O'Davis. What is a blessing? Count your blessings. What do we count? Before I tell you what my theory of what a blessing is, I'll tell you what Jesus' theory of a blessing is not. And that's how he ended this particular part of what's called the Sermon on the Plain, which is Luke's version of the Sermon on the Mount. For woe to you who are rich. Woe to you who have more than enough to eat, so much that we waste our food. Woe to you who are laughing now, who are happy now. And woe to you when people speak well of you. Because when they do that, we tend to think that we deserve or earn all these things, these blessings. I worked hard. I deserve it. I earned it. It's mine. Which is one of the great temptations of our way of life. Everything I have, I earned. I deserve it. Everything I have is because I worked hard and I deserve it. I earned it. It's mine. And I'll give it out how I feel like giving it out. Now, Jesus didn't come right out and say that, but I'm reading between the lines and kind of trying to fill in the lines to say that everything we have comes from God. Why were you born you and not a person from Honduras who needs a new life? I'm not going down that road. I'm simply saying there's a comparison between all the haves and the have-nots. And we only get to be the haves because we happen to be born into it. We happen to have been given it by God. Everything we have comes from God. One of the things we say at the offertory is, all things come from thee, O Lord, and of thine own have we given thee. We acknowledge the fact that what we give is from what we have been given. And that's a little hint to what I think Jesus is talking about when he says, blessed are you. Because here's what I believe a blessing is. It's not something you can count. It's not to say it's the food we have. It's not to say it's the money we make. It's not to say it's the adoration that people heap upon us sometimes. Because those are just gifts given to us. We are blessed when we realize that all these things come to us because God is with us. And God has given them to us. And God, in the person of Jesus, in the power of the Holy Spirit, or even in the realization that all this creation came from God and belongs to God, it's only ours to take care of. So a blessing is something that is given to us. It is therefore a present. But it's more than a present, it's a presence. It is God with us, God in us, God empowering us, God acknowledging us as his presence on earth, as his source of new life to this world, which has been entrusted to us. So the challenge is great. And yet, we are called to be that blessing, to carry that blessing with us in all that we do. It's not wrong to be wealthy. As long as we realize the source of the wealth is not just us, but God entrusting that to us, that we may live wealthy lives that are making wealth in others. Same way with our food, the same way with our reputations, the same way with our mourning and our joy. So the prayer that I would add to this and close with is that wonderful old hymn from the Sarum Primer. God be in my head and in my understanding. God be in mine eyes and in my looking. God be in my mouth and in my speaking. God be in my heart and in my thinking. God be at mine end and at my departing. Amen. One time I was teaching a musical version of this to a junior choir. One little girl raised her hand and said, "What does it mean when you say, God be in my heart and in my thinking?" We don't think with our hearts. We think with our brains. We don't think with our hearts. Well, I said, you know, that is, that's anatomically and scientifically true. The heart is nothing but a muscle. But when we say the creed and we say, "I believe," we say, it comes from the word for heart. I set my heart. We don't believe our way into acting. We act our way into believing. So we have to set our hearts to God's love. And if we set our hearts to God's love, we achieve that eternal love and that eternal life which God gives us in addition to all this that we've been given. And so we can truly sing, God be in my head and in my understanding. God be in mine eyes and in my looking. God be in my mouth and in my speaking. God be in my heart and in my thinking. God be at mine end and at my departing. God be at mine end. Amen. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.